Hello, this is Ruben.
Hi, it's Amy.
Hey, what's up?
So I got your email that you sent yesterday. Please ask IBIS on this, and then you included like their foundation statement, month to date, for two of their banks. What is it that you want me to tell them?
Hold on. Give me one sec.
Yeah, no problem. Do you want the A number?
Hold on. Give me a second. No, I'm familiar with the demon.
Do you guys know Tony Lynn?
So basically, IBIS is just saying they're over leveraged.
Yeah, I think, here's the thing. Uh-huh. This deal is disgusting. Somehow we funded this at New Logic, and the guy was able to keep his on-deck loan, which I don't understand is possible, but be that as it may, here's where we're at.
Okay.
This guy does, he has two accounts. So yeah. I want to make sure IBIS is looking at both accounts. Because mm-hmm. if it's just one account, then the numbers go screwy. They yeah. do hold back. You know what hold back percentage is, right?
Yeah, so are you saying one of them is like an MCA?
No, so there's a lot of different loans. The foundation okay. loan, I don't think should be calculated in the hold back percentage. I just want to okay. make sure basically that they're saying, hey, this guy does 150, 200 grand a month, and we're not putting this foundation loan into the percentages. Because if the foundation loan goes into it and or they're missing a bank statement, that's why their number should go screwy. What I calculated is this guy is doing like on deck per week is 2 grand, you know, New Logic per week is 2 grand. So he's doing about 4 grand a week, so we would say about $800-$900 a day, which mm-hmm. to me is shouldn't be violating his holdback percentage, especially for IBIS.
Okay. So are you saying, like, in the IBIS, the client says current repayment advance already exceeds maximum allowable percentage of gross. You're talking about the holdback percentage?
Yeah.
Do you know what that, I don't know, just asking.
For IBIS?
Yeah.
No, they're all different. So, like, Winset, like, what they kind of told us but didn't tell us was that their whole thing was 13%. So the okay. way that they underwrote their loans is they said that net in any time can no more the daily or the monthly go to 13% of your revenues. Because okay. once you go above 13%, they're too leveraged. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. So it's just a matter of like talking to IBIS and seeing what that holdback percentage is.
Yeah,
and
like whether
or not these two loans exceed or do not exceed. But I understand what you're telling me. Two
yeah.
banks, 200K a month in volume.
Yeah, it's like 150 or 200K. It's probably more like 150.
Okay, and so between OnDeck and New Logic, they're paying about 4 grand a week on both of those loans.
Correct. It's just making sure that they're seeing all the data because okay. IBIS does crazy shit. But other than that, like you know, it's a crappy deal. This guy is. I mean, I don't know if you've had a chance to look at this deal, but basically, I honestly, the best decision for this guy is not to take a loan. But since he's going negative, he's in trouble.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, but just the foundation loan, in my opinion, should not be calculated as a working capital draw
sure.
because it's such a long-term loan.
No, I understand.
That's just my argument.
Yeah.
Did Everest get back to us?
I don't have an update from Everest, so that's one I'll follow up with, and let me just call IBIS.
Cool. And the Huntington account was negative when I submitted it, so I sent the month to date because I forgot to send that over.
Okay, cool.
Cool.
Thanks.
You got it. Bye-bye.
Bye.